Michael, how are you?
I'm living the dream, Tony. How are you?
Well, you don't sound like a guy who's probably exhausted.
Well, you know, it's funny. This sounds kind of cheesy, but really the students give me so much energy no matter how tired I am. So, plus, I've always been a bit of a morning person, so good thing you're not talking to me at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, Michael, you don't have to tell me about kids. I have 9 and 7-year-olds, and if I didn't know better, I'd swear they were both on crack, but no, that's just the energy that kids have. Let's talk about Band-Aid. You had a great event last night. Tell us about it.
Oh, it was amazing. I kind of can't believe it went as smoothly as it did. We had students, we had parents banding together to serve spaghetti. We had a nice little meal of spaghetti, salad, breadstick, you know, the dessert, that whole great thing. And there were performances that wide-ranging, you know. At one point, we had an oboe soloist, and then there was a brass quintet, but then you go around and you see the majorette line twirling, you know, all in the span of half an hour, you know. All kinds of students were out there putting themselves out there on the performing stage, and it was a wonderful, wonderful event that just went great.
Well, Band-Aid, as it was called, was an event that included, as you mentioned, the dinner, the music, the silent auction. How many folks do you think showed up last night?
It's looking like around 100, maybe 105, so it wasn't giant, but hey, you know, baby steps. I feel like we've got a great foundation to build on here.
Yeah, and did you raise the nickel that you were hoping to raise?
Yeah. It was around, you know, we raised in 2 hours, we raised around $2,000. So that's better than
Wow, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I was really pleased.
You know, a lot of schools are doing fundraisers like this for extracurricular activities. Do you have worries and concerns about the budget cuts in education?
The concerns are there. I hope that we can all, you know, the school districts in the state and in Holt, we can realize that a lot of the stuff is co-curricular. But the reality is, I know that the dollar really rules the roost in the board offices these days because they feel that it has to. And if something's not on a standardized test, it can be a scary thing. I'm not exactly sure what the plan is, but, you know, I think we face an uncertain future, but I'm confident, I'm quietly confident that the state of Michigan and Holt will get through it. But yeah, there are some scary words out there, and we'll have to see how it pans out.
Michael, I know you're biased, but I wanted to ask you, I thought about you and the conversation we were going to have today a few days ago when a caller called in, and he believes that extracurricular activities like football and like the band and other school extracurricular activities should be paid by the students and the parents. So if you want to do that, the taxpayers as a whole should not be held accountable to pay for that in these challenging economic times. How would you react to that?
Well, obviously, I like the way that you said that I am biased, but I can tell you right now, I can show you a specific curriculum. It is not extracurricular from my point of view, and there's all kinds of things that I am instructing daily that has an absolute specific curriculum, and it's not an extracurricular thing. However, this can be a scary and a slippery slope. What can seem like an extracurricular is all the participation through the community, and yet at the same time, that's something that I embrace as absolutely important as part of the education. I feel that some people might say, this needs to be pay to play, I shouldn't pay for that. But there better be a parade on Memorial Day with the band there. And I think that that's where the rub is. I can appreciate the thought that perhaps this is extra, but I feel that this is absolutely curricular, what I do. I've got a specific curriculum, and I'm teaching every day not only skills but concepts. It's very conceptual. And with the community involvement piece, that's what makes it seem extracurricular. And yet, again, learning to give back and be a member of the community, I feel, is an important and wonderful byproduct of what I do.
All right, Michael, before I let you go, if you had an audience with the governor, you're sitting across the desk from the governor and the people, the budget makers, who are going to decide what education gets, what would you say to them?
I think that public education has been just an amazing kind of cornerstone of what we've got going on in the country. And cutting it or taking money away from it in the thought that it will get better or something like that would just be the worst. It would be the worst situation possible. And I think that we are asking the youths, the children, to solve all the problems, and yet we're giving them nothing to do it with. I really think that cutting education or taking money from it is just a terrible, terrible thing to do, and it would be cutting the roots out from under us as a society and as a state.
We've been talking with Holt High School band director Michael Emerson. The Holt Band Boosters and the Holt Band students presented Band-Aid last night. It was a fundraiser. They raised a couple grand, and they had a good time. Thanks so much, Michael. We'll talk with you in the future.
All right. Thanks, sir.